From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Indonesian police shot and killed a suspected terrorist after his bomb exploded in a vacant lot near a government building in the city of Bandung. West Java's police chief says no one else was hurt. The White House is trying to fend off the latest call for an independent probe of Russian efforts to impact last year's presidential election. VOA's Michael Bowman says there has been a call by a number of members of Congress for an independent investigation. He says conservative California Congressman Daryl Issa is the latest to push for what is known as a special prosecutor.
Someone who would be independent of the pressures that could exist within the Justice Department, and saying that Attorney General Jeff Sessions needs to recuse himself. What's startling about this is that Daryl Issa is a very conservative Republican, and this adds to sort of what is now a bipartisan chorus saying that the congressional committees that have been probing Russian activities up until this point, all of which are controlled by Republicans, may not be sufficient.
U.S. intelligence services have concluded Russia intervened in the U.S. election by hacking into Democratic Party emails and leaking them, aimed at hurting the reputation of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. President Trump is kicking off the long federal budget process with proposals to increase defense spending, while making cuts to budgets for the State Department and other agencies, such as the Environmental Protection Agencies. Memos on the cuts are expected today. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces fighting the Islamic State in western Mosul have as a key objective the capture of a bridge over the Tigris River, linking the city's eastern and western sectors. James Jeffrey, a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, tells VOA the latest offensive is making great progress.
This is going better than expected, but it often happens in a major battle that at some point, particularly if you're besieged and you're under constant air attack, the other side begins to crack. And the other thing is they start thinking seriously about, can they withdraw and fight another day?
The offensive in western Mosul, home of an estimated 750,000 civilians, was launched a week ago. Mosul's capture would end the Islamic State control of the city, where it declared a caliphate in 2014. Malaysian health authorities say the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un suffered a very painful death and was dead within 20 minutes of being attacked at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport. They say he was shot, or whether he was killed, February 13th by exposure to the VX nerve agent. The Korean Economic Institute analyst Troy Stangaron tells VOA it is difficult to imagine anyone else but North Korea could be implicated in the assassination. A closed-circuit video shows two women shoving something into Kim Jong-nam's face. Police have both females in custody, as well as a North Korean man suspected of being behind the attack. The Oscar ceremony had its surprise ending in Hollywood Sunday evening. Michael Sullivan has our story.
Presenter Faye Dunaway named the winner of Best Picture the final award of the evening.
La La Land.
That was wrong, and the error was quickly corrected.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won.
Moonlight, a coming-of-age tale of a gay black man, had really earned Best Picture, to the surprise of producers for both films. Throughout the awards show, President Donald Trump was a target of criticism as host Jimmy Kimmel and some presenters and winners took aim at his policy barring entry of people from seven mostly Muslim nations, a ban now put on hold by the courts. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
And three people are reported dead and at least seven others missing after heavy rains in Chile. It was the second major flooding event to hit Chile in the past year. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.